I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner, and I'd like to recommend a magazine you may not be familiar with. It's called Coin World. It's a weekly magazine, but the first issue every month is a bound slick magazine, and the rest of the issues are on stapled newsprint. You can subscribe for $60 a year, or $20 if you don't mind getting the newsprint issues online instead of in the mail. I'm fine with just zipping through the latest copy every time I'm at the library. Here's what I learned from some recent issues of Coin World. The United States Mint has been striking experimental coins from new metal alloys, hoping to find something that will replace our current pennies and nickels. Why replace them? Because at the end of fiscal year 2011, it cost 2.4 cents to make a penny. It cost 11.2 cents to make a nickel. On the other hand, it costs about 5.5 cents to make a dime and 11 cents to make a quarter. Yep, it costs Uncle Sam less to make a quarter than it does to make a nickel. So it makes sense to try to find a way to lower the cost to make pennies and nickels. The director of the U.S. Mint's Office of Public Affairs, Tom Jurkowski, won't tell us what metals are being tested. He says it's premature to provide details. And the test coins being minted don't look at all like pennies and nickels. They have a portrait of Martha Washington on the front and Mount Vernon on the back. I think this makes them less likely to be stolen and sold to collectors. Why all the testing? Why not just pick a cheap alloy and be done with it? In fact, in December, two bills were introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives that would require all pennies and nickels to be made of steel. And not just any steel, but steel mined in the United States. The steel penny would somehow be dyed to the same copper color as our current pennies. In 1943, the shortage of wartime copper caused our pennies to be made of steel, and they were universally disliked for two reasons. They wouldn't work in vending machines or change-making machines or parking meters because those machines all rejected slugs that were magnetic, and the steel pennies were magnetic. And also, the steel pennies looked like silver and were often mistaken for dimes. Now, steel pennies colored like copper pennies probably wouldn't be a problem today because what vending machines or parking meters still take pennies? But what about steel nickels? They're still used in those machines. The other problem with that 1943 steel penny was that steel gets rusty. Is there a way to prevent that now? I don't know. For what it's worth, a similar bill was introduced in the House of Representatives 5 years ago, but it went nowhere. Besides steel, other formulas are being considered too. Here are the main questions being asked of any new metallic composition of our coins. Will it wear as well as what we have now? Is it too brittle? Will it break instead of bend? Can it easily be sorted, handled, and packaged? Will it hold the images sharply that the coin press strikes into it? Is it resistant to counterfeiting? And as I mentioned earlier, will it work in current vending machines and change-making machines? That means it will have to be pretty much the same weight as the coins we have now and have the same electromagnetic properties. Is there a chance we'll run into shortages of the metals used in the alloy sometime in the future? Will the coins turn color as they're circulated? And will the public accept both the new color and the circulated color? Our coins have to look nice after all. In other news from Coin World, another bill has been introduced in the Senate to do away with paper dollars and turn the country on to dollar coins. This one sponsored by heavyweight Democrat Tom Harkin and Arizona Republican John McCain. Remember him? There are about a half dozen of these preliminary laws to do away with dollar bills still active right now, but they don't seem to have much support. We talked about these bills in show number 83, Death of the Dollar Bill. You might want to go back and listen. Canada did that very thing, replaced the dollar bill with a dollar coin, 25 years ago, and it's worked fine there. And now, in a money-saving move, Canada is changing the alloy of its $1 and $2 coins. The new coins will be lighter, multi-ply plated steel, and these new Canadian coins will be made not in Canada, but in the good old U.S. of A., in Greenville, Tennessee, to be precise. The upside for these new Canadian coins is that they will be harder to counterfeit, and the move will save the Canadian government $16 million a year. The downside is that it will cost the Canadian vending industry $40 million to retrofit their equipment to handle the new coins. For more articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, and to look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.